Dr. Jeffrey Halstead has been Canandaigua's hometown dentist for more than 35 years, offering routine dental care as well as cosmetic dentistry, implants, and dentures by their highly trained and experienced staff. Visit them online at canandaiguadentistry.com or find them on Facebook and Instagram. FreeWeeks1.com. I'm Josh Durso, and this is Inside the FLX. Today, we are starting a new monthly series catching up with the chair of the Cuyahoga County Legislature. Eileen McNabb Coleman joins us via Zoom to break down everything happening there. Eileen, thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start with the biggest story of the last 30 days, of course, the windstorm that caused significant damage to the office building there. How bad is it and what is the course of action?
Yeah, so we had a crazy windstorm on January 9th. Who would have suspected that we're dealing with snow emergencies so far this year? Knock on wood, I shouldn't say that out loud. So we did have part of our roof taken off with the windstorm. So, we did have our company able to come in and do repairs very quickly. They were able to get a crane and some staffing to get on the roof to make the repairs. We installed a new vapor barrier. It's only good for a season. So we will be moving on a full roof renovation and repair in the spring. So that's going to be a whole new roof for this building. Will be related to sort of my next topic about the building. We will be looking to renovate this building and fast tracking that. Our public education sort of took care of itself with this windstorm. So we are in sincere straits, I guess, with this building that we need to get on this and get these renovations in order.
I guess one of the questions that some folks might have is how bad was the roof before the storm and how much damage did the storm actually do to this roof?
So the roof, the wind got under our roofing structure, I should say. It was like a rubber structure on the south part of our building and then pulled it to the front of the building facing the north. So that did damage other parts of the building as well, other parts of the roof, I should say. So even though that one part was ripped off, it did compromise the other part of the building as well, the roof. So we are looking to be sure that there are no leaks. We had a lot of rain over the weekend. I heard there was a new leak up on the sixth floor over the weekend. So we're just trying to monitor that, trying to be leery of the IT equipment that's involved on the sixth floor as well. And IT is really looking out for that. So it's just one of those things we didn't expect to happen. I'm not sure of the age of the roof or the extent of the repairs that we've had, but it hasn't been in a while. Not in my 8 years that I've been on the ledge have we really done anything new and different to the roof. So it is time. I know that it's maybe decades in the making. So we're committed. We have to do something.
Yeah. In other news here, we had $1 million in funding for a fire training facility in Cuyahoga County. Congress denied it. Where does that leave Cuyahoga County now in terms of planning and how will you guys proceed with that?
So we were really encouraged about the idea of getting those funds. It was $1.3 million from Congressman Tenney's office. And we were very grateful to have these conversations with the Congresswoman. However, put in some money from the county as well to get the design build and estimates up and running. So we have to come up with that money. So we are talking that through at this point. We're trying to see what's left of the ARPA money, what's left in our budget, and see if we can swing that. But, there's a lot of competing interests and needs in our county. So we do see this as a priority, but we just have to regroup.
Yeah. And a number of issues that we have to talk about that are sort of left over from 2023 that continue to be issues that you guys will have to address at some point this year. First things first, the emergency order on migrants that we've seen repeatedly, it just sort of reissued on a weekly or monthly basis. Can you walk us through what the purpose of that emergency order is and what the county sort of hopes to achieve by continuing that into 2024?
So I had a preliminary meeting with our Department of Social Services. So we have some issues with being understaffed. So I believe at this point, I have decided to continue writing to signing these orders because of the fact that we have a staffing issue in our county. I am having another meeting with our attorneys and DSS to figure out, you know, what has actually happened since the onset of this emergency order. And if it is necessary, are we seeing folks from other places come into Cayuga County and look to access our services at sort of this larger scale that was imagined? So I want to investigate that further and to see if this is necessary to continue. But at this point, we are strapped for caseworkers. I don't want to make a bad judgment call. I want to make sure that I have all the facts and to be sure, that we have everything in place, because I don't want to put any more stress on Department of Social Services at this point.
Yeah, that's fair. Economic development, there have been a lot of question marks, or there were a lot of question marks at the end of 2023. And I don't think too many answers have been figured out yet, but any idea of what direction Cayuga County may go for its economic development initiatives, or I should say funding to agencies that may execute on economic development?
The great question for today, actually this afternoon, I'm convening a stakeholders meeting specifically with the city and the county and our partner agencies to sit down and have open dialogue and brainstorm about where we're headed and what are our objectives. We know we have to fast track this. It's a very big priority for the city. I've been having many talks with Mayor Genatino, Jimmy Genatino, and our planning as well as their planning. So we have some ideas, and we've invited representative from Cayuga Economic Development Agency. We have representatives from the industrial development agencies from Cayuga County, as well as from the city of Auburn and other stakeholders. So we're going to convene here at the county office building and sort of hash it out and get our thoughts on the table. But I think it's time for innovative ideas. It's time for a new structure. We have many opportunities before us, and we don't want to waste any time.
How confident are you that consensus exists within the legislature to move forward with whatever idea may be that final concept in the future?
I believe this legislature understands that economic development is a tremendous priority for this county to move forward, to bring us into the next several decades. We need to think about our actions right now. I've said it before, even about this building, as like 70 years from now. What do we want to have in place? What would we have want to put in place for people to build on? But also looking back, what will our story be? Our story will not be that we're sitting on our hands. So we're going to move forward. We have 4 years of a known majority in this county, as well as, you know, the term for the mayor is the next 4 years. That's unusual because we usually had 2-year terms. So this sets the stage for consistency in planning. So we're hoping to see that we can really define this as the golden years. It's what we're looking for.
How important do you think that is to get that sorted out sooner than later, given that the Micron development is obviously going to be hitting the ground here running probably within the next 2 years or so?
Yeah, it's very, very important. And we've identified that as well. Micron came to the city and did a presentation at their city council meeting last month or earlier this month. And, you know, we're in lockstep. We're just going to move this county forward and get on that bandwagon. We need to let people understand that Cayuga County is not the county to just drive through to get to a destination or to get to the place where you're going to set up your business. Cayuga County is the place to come. So we want to make sure that everyone understands we're open for business. It's a welcoming environment. We have a lot to celebrate here. So we're going to move on that. And I'm looking forward to these discussions today.
Ambulance service is something that a lot of people were concerned about, especially at the end of 2023. We've gotten some mixed updates in terms of, it seems like things are going better than they could have. But when you look at 2024 and beyond, when it comes to ambulance service in Cayuga County, what stands out to you as concerns?
Well, it's definitely the all over crisis we have with volunteerism here in our county. We are a rural county, and we have a lot of mutual aid going on in the center of the county with the city of Auburn, but the northern and southern parts of the county are underserved. So we really have a crisis here. And so volunteerism is going to, you know, be the hardest thing that we are dealing with. I know there's some enabling legislation at the state Senate to allow towns to have taxing districts for ambulance, to set up an ambulance district and allow for taxing in order to afford that. That is a step in the right direction. The state also needs to help alleviate some of this training cost and training time and allow for some transfer of service credits and things like that. So we need to sort of identify the barriers, knock them down, and work together. But certainly here at the county locally, I've been in touch with the city of Auburn, and we've been working with our emergency management to try to come together to figure out, you know, how we can help folks access, you know, their ambulance services. What are the wait times? Looking at all the data and trying to figure out what we can do in the short term.
Yeah. And of course, wrapping up here, we've got the CNY Welcome Center, which could potentially be getting moved to Auburn, Cayuga County. What are your thoughts on that? And how much of a win would that be for Cayuga County if that were to come to fruition?
Well, that's really great. I think that, you know, folks come to our Equal Rights Heritage Center to see to go to the Taste of New York. And it just makes sense that it's here in Auburn. It's a very welcoming environment. There's so much to learn and so much to see in the heart of the city at the Equal Rights Heritage Center. So it's a great spot to come and learn as well as to access the goods that are provided in that center. So it would be great. It would also be a very welcome hand up to have help in keeping the funding available for the center in itself. So that would be a great tool also to have it as a destination that people know they can come and it is a real Taste of New York Center. It's a real welcome center.
Aileen, appreciate the time. Thanks so much for taking it. We'll talk to you next month.
All right. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.